coming up on the Emulate This podcast, we're breaking out the Name That Tune segment once again. This time, we're doing Genesis title tracks. Mike has some songs queued up. Then Rory has some arcade emulation knowledge to drop on you. This is going to be part one of a many-part series. He's got a ton to cover. And finally, we're going to review Road Rash 1 and 2 for the Sega Genesis. And also, do not forget to check us out on the Super Podcast Brothers episode number 58. They had us on as guests. Great guys to hang out with. We talked about our top 10 most annoying video game characters. And due to the fact that we recorded this show before we hung out with the Super Podcast Brothers, Tim and Andy, it'll be on next week's episode of Emulate This that we'll sit back and rehash the good times. You can find that show. It's out now. You can find it at superpodcastbros.com, on facebook.com/superpodcastbrothers, and on Twitter at Podcast Bros. Let's start the show.
We're not a credible source of information.
Right. We're not.
Third episode of The Great Emulate This.
Wow. The Great Emulate.
Yeah, why not?
Holy
that's
shit.
That's what I did.
We got great. No one told me.
That was...
Yeah.
That's something.
That's right. That's right. Rory, how you doing?
We'll take it. I feel like we could come up with a better, you know, name than The Great Emulate This.
A better name?
Yeah, like The Electric Emulate This.
I feel great, Ryan.
Are you good with that?
I'm good with that. I feel great. I've never been called great in my life.
That's right. Well, you know,
other than
why
great,
not?
Other than great fuck up.
Great fuck, you mean.
Mike, how are you doing?
Stupendous.
All right.
We need to insert a sound one for that.
Rory's going to talk some arcade emulation.
That's right. The ladies, again, have demanded.
Right. They're wet and ready.
Help us with our ROM.
He's going to pour out his knowledge.
And then marry us.
Uh-huh. Rory, I had so many emails from so many women.
Binders full.
Trapper keepers full.
That's right. Nice. We're apparently very popular.
A question from women.
Pennsylvania Correctional
That's right.
System.
We're also going to fire up some Name That Tune Genesis version.
Oh, you guys God. Are. You guys.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh my God! You're looking forward to this one.
I'm looking forward
to death.
To the twang on twang of the Genesis.
you are fucked.
The twang on twang.
Great.
I take that personally.
You do. Mm. You are a Genesis fanboy.
I am.
Everything totally about are. It.
Well, certain games sound beautiful on Genesis because they knew what they were doing, like Streets of Rage.
Took a lot of work.
And then other games sound like less than...
There are a couple...
It's a big scale.
There's a couple there's entries on this right. Name That Tune that sound pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there's a couple that...
Sonic sounds great. The Sonic music is beautiful. They knew what they were doing. Yeah. They took the time.
Well, yeah. The exclusive games. It's almost like they knew the hardware.
Yeah.
You know what
exactly.
I mean? And they knew how to
And then
make
if you take a
good.
Game like The Lost Vikings, okay?
Right.
Sounded great on Super Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
On Genesis, sounded like ass.
Yeah, it couldn't really keep up.
Right.
And the color palette for Genesis.
They were definitely half-ass it.
Definitely.
With the sound with
it was
Genesis
just hard.
Whenever
it was
they
just
came
harder
out with
to
both.
Pull off.
Yeah, right. Also on the show, we're going to review Road Rash 1 and 2.
Great fucking
Are you
game.
Ready?
Love that game.
So excited.
It's not just a motorcycle racing game.
It's definitely
a lot more.
It's a way of life.
It is
a way of life.
On the weekends, my friends and I, we have death races on five different spots.
Chains.
Yes.
All that.
Indeed. Can't wait to get to that. That's one of those games I've been waiting to review for a long time, and it's finally here.
It's finally here.
Finally. You can die after this.
About time.
Huh. It's like 42 episodes.
Yeah, 42.
Well, 43 now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're really 45 if somebody didn't fuck up two of them.
Look, I didn't fuck up two of them. I said this on the last one. Audacity fucked us.
I love how it's everyone but him.
Audacity
but
fucked
fault.
Us. Now, the second one, I did. I saved over it. What are you going to do?
Shit does happen.
I'm going to cry like I did when I got that text. Mm. I was like... What?
You know how hard it was for me to send that text?
I know.
I was crying when I sent it. I was like, I have to send these guys a text right now saying...
The funny thing is...
Yeah, the episode's gone.
The funny
no
thing,
episode.
He sent me that text. He sent it just to me first.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm I'll never forget. I was in like my bedroom.
I was in the produce.
And actually, I think I was like folding my laundry, and I got the text, and I like
squeezed the sock.
I put my phone down. I was like, I can't deal with this. And then like I got the text back, and I was like, Ryan, you need to include everybody in that text, and we'll deal with it from there. Yeah.
We're dealing. And I got that text, and I was like, we'll deal with it. What?
The worst part
I was like,
was,
no. I just move.
It was a very demanding episode. That was the worst part. It's not like it was something that we could have just redone. It was very demanding.
No, because
demanding
it was a Metroid review, which was a shame because we're not all fans of Metroid. No. And then it was a
top five NES
top five SNES games.
Yeah. Which we will give you that. We will be doing that episode.
We are going to redo the episode.
We're still hurt. Yeah. You can understand.
Then we had the on-air orgy. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah,
it was
great.
You'll never know.
Well, because of the internet, we could do whatever we want, right?
Mm-hmm. So that's right. I got
duck sounds. Quack, quack, quack,
mostly.
Mostly.
It was like a boot stuck in mud, but wetter.
Yeah. Speaking of the internet, do you guys...
Speaking of the internet, I was hitting the head with a kite the other day.
Speaking of porn.
No, here's what's weird. Oh. You guys have smartphones, right?
We do.
No, Rory.
Except for Rory.
Oh. I'm so clever.
Rory doesn't know what I'm going to say. He doesn't know what I'm going to say. Do you guys use the security stuff on your smartphone?
Which?
With like, passwords,
yes.
Codes, fingerprints.
Yeah, I use a four-digit PIN.
I use a PIN?
To get into my phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, four digits.
You use your fingerprint?
Yeah, I will not tell you the numbers. No, I would never use my fingerprint. You're giving the FBI your fingerprint. What are you doing?
Oh, I did.
No, you just gave the U.S. government your
fingerprint. Well, I was curious how it will work.
Have you ever been arrested? It doesn't matter if you've been arrested.
No, but they took our fingerprints in like kindergarten.
Dick print.
No, we were like in first grade. They took our fingerprints.
Yeah.
The cops came in, took all our fingerprints in school.
In Abington they made.
Rory, the same thing.
Really? They never did that to us. Our parents.
Yeah, we got a copy of them. Put them in a frame.
Wow. Did the cops take a copy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they took them. Yeah.
Really? That's how they get you. Yeah, that's how they get you.
No shit.
All your fingerprints. They probably did it to you. You don't remember.
Nah, I wouldn't remember.
Trust me.
I was a felon young.
But here's what's weird. So I did it with my phone, right? It said do your index finger. Uh-huh. Whatever finger you want.
It didn't give you an option?
Well, it doesn't really matter. The phone was like, all right, I need a fingerprint. So I did my index finger.
You want some blood, too?
This is what's weird. I did the index finger.
Okay.
The next day, getting the phone out of the pocket with my other hand, and it unlocked my phone.
You're a synth.
That's what's weird.
Wow.
It
was a
different finger. My index finger on my left hand unlocks the phone, just like my right hand.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird. Are you some kind
None of the other fingers work.
None of the other fingers work.
So I think I might have the same fingerprints
on both
hands.
So you think the print's identical?
That's possible, yeah.
I bet it is. I bet it's some
no,
sort
no,
of...
No, it's possible.
It's actually a myth that
it's possible.
All fingerprints are different.
Yeah,
like
probably.
That's not actually true.
No, I believe
They've
that.
Well, how weird is that?
That
they can be the same.
That they can be duplicated across human beings.
Mm.
What do you mean?
That's TV. That's not real life where... Fingerprints, they always say that they're unique for every human being.
Well,
that's pseudoscience. Like, it's actually it's very difficult to measure fingerprints.
Yeah.
And like, it's not like,
so you could have the same fingerprints as somebody else.
At least individual fingers can have the same patterns. The same with like snowflakes. Like they've proven that snowflakes are not all unique.
Now, where does that?
Like they
we're not
duplicate.
A credible source of information.
Right. We're not.
Wait, I'm getting breaking news. Hold on.
But I just thought that was weird. My index
that
fingers will
weird.
Unlock my phone, but
Both
no other fingers will do it.
Have you tried your penis?
Have you looked at your index fingers?
I've not
they
tried
exactly
that, but it's a scary
same?
Thought.
Have you looked at them? Do they look exactly the
not
same?
Not really.
Do
I mean,
right
I never
now.
Have good light. I not, no. I
good light.
Because they're small. I never really looked at the fingerprints.
You should do that.
Little hands.
My phone says they're the same, you know. But the internet's scary.
Skynet.
Eventually, internet's going to get too nuts. No one's going to be on it.
John Connor.
No, eventually, seriously.
Terminators.
All our fingerprints will be out there.
We'll be dead.
Our eyeballs, our fingerprints.
Speaking of Terminators.
Yeah. Let's get to the Odyssey.
Let's do it.
Ryan, kick it off.
All right.
Yeah, you go first.
Yeah, Ryan, you never go first.
All right. Well, I've been playing some 16-bit stuff.
Nice.
Dynamite Heading.
Ah.
Oh, you
fun
love
game.
That game.
Goofy. I like that game
fun
a lot.
Game.
Yeah. It's a fun one.
You dabble on that quite often.
It's about fingerprints.
It's furry.
Now, have you ever beaten this one?
I think I did as a kid.
Okay.
I had it as a kid on cartridge.
Okay.
But I haven't beaten it recently. No. Yeah. It's fun. It's real goofy.
Yeah.
It's very good for the cat.
Yeah. The cat's bizarre.
I tried to play it. I had like an ADD fit. Like I had no idea.
There's
what the
so much
was
shit
happening.
Going on
it's
at once.
It's crazy.
It's a bizarre.
It's all boss fights.
And it makes no sense. Yeah. Right. A lot like, what game am I thinking of?
Gunstar Heroes.
Gunstar Heroes, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It's just an offbeat game.
Mm.
You know, it's very
offbeat.
Yeah,
it's goofy.
It's not overly hard. It's hard to get the swing of,
I had no idea what I was doing. I was doing well. I thought I was doing well, but I wasn't sure. I had no idea what the goal was, what the fuck I was supposed to be doing. I just
kept
moving.
The goal is to have a good time.
Keep moving right. Well, yeah. I did do that.
Well, then you win.
I won.
Well, once you get the mechanics down, the thing is getting the mechanics down so you can maneuver through the levels.
Right.
The head box, I call it the head box or whatever. If you hit it at the right time, you'll get a certain weapon. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It's really a head.
So sometimes it can really fuck you. What's the one that's like a lead thing? That just makes you heavy?
It just makes you heavy.
Yeah. So you don't want that one.
No, it sounds bad.
You want hammer.
Yeah. And you want the sleep one, makes you sleep, but that gives you life back. Mm. So it seems like you're wasting time sleeping, but you're not. You're getting life back. So that's kind of a good thing to get. I don't know. It's a fun game.
Yeah.
It's fun mechanics. It's goofy. It's weird as shit. It's
fun for all ages.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely, it's one of my favorite side-scrolling games. So that's what I've been playing, guys.
How about it? Cool. Cool.
Mike, how about you?
Well, I attempted and tried, and I don't know how far I'm going to get into this, but I put in the original Final Fantasy, not put in, but fired up the original Final Fantasy the other day. This was a game that I tried as a kid. I didn't get it. Mm. And in the last year, we've done Earthbound. I tried Dragon Warrior. So I thought that I would give this another go. I'm not really enjoying it.
Right, right.
And it's a shame. It's like one of those games where I want to like it, but it's, I don't know. There's some, you were talking last episode about a game that, I forget the game, but that wasn't really grabbing your attention for whatever reason. And,
and then I
had asked you, well, were you not in the mood? And because, you know, I got through Dragon Warrior.
Right.
And.
Yeah, but you didn't enjoy it. It felt like a chore, didn't it?
It felt like a chore, but I don't know that I would, I mean, I did get through it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't want to say that I was stop. Like, I thought it was fucking atrocious, you know? But this one, I mean, I feel like I'm wasting my time.
Maybe it's too
with
close
this
to Dragon Warrior. Dragon Warrior
it really,
is an attrition game.
Yeah. And you know, the only difference that I can see as of now, I mean, there's some differences, but you know, you're part of a party where in the original Dragon Warrior, in Dragon
first
Warrior,
one, there's, it's only you.
It's just you. And for me, I actually like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're a badass.
Yeah, you have no idea. So, so this one, and apparently I was reading up on it, there's a couple characters, there's like a couple mage characters that are bugged. And there's a couple spells that are bugged. Like you get these spells and they don't do anything.
Right.
Like the game's bugged.
Awesome.
And yeah, right?
Ugh.
And there's even things in Dragon Warrior. Like, in Dragon Warrior, you got this thing called a fighter's ring. You found it.
Yeah.
And I remember when I found it, because you were like, oh, sweet, what does this do? And I looked it up, because it didn't, you know, in the game, I was like, well, what the fuck does this do?
Right.
And I looked it up, and it's like, oh, yeah, in the American version, that doesn't work. It doesn't mean anything. So the only thing you can do is get it. All you can do, like, in the Japanese version, it does something, but when they redeveloped it for America, or North America, Western.
They forgot it.
They didn't do anything with it.
Great.
So all you can do is...
Why even play it?
Why even play
it? Yeah, if it's that bug.
I kind of feel that.
Right.
Exactly. I feel that.
Yeah.
But... So I don't know how much I'm going to do with it. I don't know.
I just hear Final Fantasy and my brain shuts
off. So
I will never play a Final Fantasy.
You don't like Final Fantasy?
Turn-based garbage. Turn-based garbage.
Hmm. See, and the thing is after playing Earthbound, and I really enjoyed Earthbound, so I feel like, okay, this isn't a...
Earthbound is a great presentation. The presentation?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, the combat system is, you know, it is what it is.
Similar.
Yeah, it is what it is. But I felt like since I got through Earthbound that I don't want to slog off a lot of these games that are considered classics. Now, Final Fantasy on the NES is...
Yeah, but is the first one really considered that great?
I think it is. I mean, for what it is.
Well, right.
You know what I mean? Because I think most people are going to say if you're going to play Final Fantasy, an early one, they're going to say like 3, you know, on the SNES.
Yeah,
it would be 6.
Which is actually
6.
It's really 6 in America. It's 3 in Japan.
Right. Mm-hmm. So
I said that backwards. It's 3 in America, 6 in Japan.
Mm. Right.
They got them all in Japan. Really got
so I don't know how much further I'm going to get into it. Because I feel the same way. It's you know, when I sit down to play, it's like, well, I started this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do it.
No, really, that's the beauty of save states, though. You can put it down, play something else until you give it a try a week or a month later and see if you feel it then. It could be you just don't feel it.
Right.
You know, maybe you don't want to do menus because that's what you're doing. You're not fighting. You're doing menus.
Yep.
Maybe you don't want to do menus right now.
Especially after Skyrim. I need something. I did put in, I was playing a lot of The Simpsons Arcade.
Great.
Yeah, it's amazing. We should talk about that game sometime.
Maggie!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a blast.
It is awesome.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Eric, how about you?
So I played a couple things this week. Dug out the pie. I was playing RoboCop versus Terminator for...
Oh, yeah.
For Genesis. Yeah. And I don't ever recall playing that particular one. I actually like it. I thought it would be awkward with the platforming on account of like RoboCop is like big and clunky.
Yeah.
But it's not too bad. I mean, it's just a shooter platformer.
The platformer.
It's fun.
Mm.
It's fun.
Do you think it's odd that the Terminator is the bad guy?
They're both the... Well, no. Why wouldn't the Terminator be the bad guy? He's trying to kill all the humans on Earth. Skynet.
A hero.
Rory, nobody knows this better than you. RoboCop's the hero. He's trying to save Detroit from all the Terminators. Doesn't that totally make sense, canon-wise?
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Don't you think that Skynet's already corrupted his mind? He's still a robot.
Oh, who? RoboCop?
Yeah.
You think they got to him?
There's subtext.
Didn't they put a chip in him?
They got to
him. They may have.
What they did is they put his fingerprint on this phone.
Right? And that's how they brainwashed him.
Both fingers.
No shit. Are exactly the same.
They are
exactly. Oh my God. It makes total sense.
It happens.
That's right.
Wow.
RoboCop feels was an pain. Inside job. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. So yeah, I played that a little bit. I've been playing this game called Little Nightmares. I want to play something a little creepy. Mm-hmm. I wanted something light after fucking Neo, which was a slog and just like grueling.
By the way, how many hours did you put into Neo?
Oh, 100 easy.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
oh,
wow. more.
You
maybe
put a lot more.
Oh, I did. I got so. Oh, that's okay. Why I'm going. When is this game going to end? Because I figured I'm so close. I got to be so close
that
to the
sucks,
end.
That sucks. Then.
Yeah, and I just couldn't do it anymore. It was just boring. It just got to be the same shit over and over. So.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and I wasn't really into the story. I didn't really know what was happening with it. So maybe
wow,
if I cared
100
about the
hours,
story,
too. To,
yeah, it's a long game. Maybe not 100, maybe 80, but still, I played it for a while.
Absolutely.
Played it for well over 50. Jeez. But, yeah, this Little Nightmares, it's a little platformer. If you played Inside or... What's the one other one they made? Shit, it's on the tip of my tongue. Either way, it's a little platformer. It's got great little graphics for it, and
are you thinking of Inner Space starring Martin Short?
No, definitely not.
Where do you come
I'm
up
sorry.
With this shit?
I'm
Your
sorry.
Mind is twisted. You know,
like
you've
who,
got a strange...
who thinks of Inner Space?
Where does that come
what?
From?
You don't think of Inner Space?
Never.
Where does that come from?
Sometimes when I have acid indigestion, I think of Inner Space.
Where are you, Martin Short? Help me.
Oh shit. Anyway, it's got great graphics to it. It's a cool little game so far. You're basically a little girl in a raincoat and you wake up in a suitcase and it's basically what a little kid's all right. nightmares would be. You got all these freaking things, creepy things chasing you, so there's no attack or anything. You're kind of just hiding, you know, and planning your moves carefully so they don't see you, you know, and there's platforming involved and you know, it's a cool little game so far. It shouldn't take me
I'm
very
sorry,
long.
What is this? Which one?
It's called Little Nightmares.
Right, okay.
So it's made by the people who made Dark Souls, which is funny because it feels like an indie game.
Right.
But you could tell a lot of money went into it. Like they could afford to make a nice little game out of it. But we'll see if it's worth my $20 once I finish it. It can't be more than another hour left. It's probably like a 2 or 3 hour game. So
you can give me 10. I'll entertain you for
four or 5 hours. Yeah. How many ones?
You don't got to get filthy. All right.
That's right.
We were going to dance or something. Like that's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
You went to a weird place.
So anyway.
How about you?
Speaking of From Software.
Here we go. Did you? Tell me you tried.
I've been playing a little game called Dark Souls 3.
Oh, wow. Please.
Do you want to fast forward to the end of this? You
I already know answer? The I already know the end of it, but I want to hear all of it.
I cannot beat the first boss.
It's crazy. When we talked about it last year, I looked at that first boss and it was like
it's a huge knight.
Jesus Christ.
The huge knight in the middle
and
of that
and it turns
that,
into like a dinosaur or some
oh
shit.
Oh my God. 12 times. I didn't even fight.
That's nothing.
No, no, let's see. This is why. This is why I do not enjoy the Dark Souls games. All right, so we're going to have a breakdown here. All right, we're starting a new segment on the show where we're going to have arguments over something. Dark Souls sucks. Let me tell you why it sucks.
You don't have the strength. You're so soft. Go ahead.
I'm not soft. That's not true at all.
You're so soft.
That's not true at all.
Go ahead. Tell me more about how the game sucks because you suck. Go ahead.
12 times. I'm not saying the game is not fair. Okay?
Oh, okay.
What I'm saying is the difficulty is not motivating. In fact, it's quite the opposite. It's demotivating. I no longer give a fuck about this game. Okay. I don't lose 12 times in a row. By round 8, okay, I wasn't even fighting the same fucking people. There's only 8 of them in between the door and to the boss to the next door. Okay. I was just running through them.
That's fine.
Not even worth it. Sure. Not even worth talking to them anymore.
Go ahead, run through them.
I found the bombs. Bombs are useless. They don't help at all. Yeah. They do not help. My loadout. Let me tell you my loadout. I'm a wizard. Okay, mm-hmm. I think it's called a wizard.
There's your mistake right there. You have no fucking defense.
Of course I don't. No, I don't. No, I realize that.
Okay.
But you think I'm going to pick the knight and fight my way through? No.
Why?
Because I took... No, I don't re-roll. This is life, motherfucker. I don't re-roll.
You ought to re-roll.
Because usually the magic
user...
Even if
you re-rolled, you couldn't beat it.
I don't want to hear it. No. Uh-huh. So, let me just tell you. Round 8 forward, I just ran right to the guy. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm hitting him with my... Of course, I'm a magician. You'd think the magic would hurt this guy. Has no effect on him. Can't hit him.
Right. Get a sword, then, you dope.
So I have a stupid-ass sword. All right? And I'm hitting
him
with my...
Get a better sword.
I'm hitting him with my butter... That's the first guy that's known the swords to get.
Keep killing stuff till you get a better sword.
Oh, my God. I'm hitting him with my fucking butter knife. I hit him probably 15 times, maybe, with the butter knife. Didn't kill him. Did not kill this guy. Still going strong.
So you can't do it with...
So here's how you play Dark Souls, because I've played Demon's Souls and the other Dark Souls, and I've beaten the first boss in those ones. What you do, and there's always a trick, is that you get right up in their ass.
Most of them. Yeah.
Most of them cannot... If you're literally right next to them, they can't hit you.
Yes.
Or they can only hit you with, like, 1 out of 2 shots. That's not strategy. You're cheesing the game on its weaknesses.
That's the intent of the developers.
Yeah. No.
Absolutely.
No, you have to roll,
but you keep dying. If it's so easy, how come you can't beat it?
Wait, you have to beat every boss the same
way? If it's so easy, if you can cheese it just by standing next to it, how come you haven't beaten it?
I'm a wizard.
You're a wizard. Okay.
I'm a wizard.
Even with your butter knife, if it can't hit you, you just hit it 1,000 times.
Is this just roll, motherfucker?
You gotta roll.
I am rolling.
Is this a game where if you can't beat that boss, can you go ahead and grind to level up before you get back to him again?
There's only eight enemies. Yeah.
Okay.
He hasn't even gotten to it. Oh, there is a...
So it's not like an open... It's not really an open world.
This part, they assume you'll just walk right through this, and then you'll get to the part where you level up as soon as you're done with that.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Three hours, I'm fighting this guy. Loss. So, like, round 10, I said, fuck this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to not try to fight. I'm just going to try and watch his patterns and learn.
Okay. That's what you're supposed to do.
Learn his tells.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Like, punch out. Yes. I'm just going to let him swing away.
Right.
I'm just going to try and duck and roll.
Patience and timing. Patience and time. Just like the old games that are so hard. That's how you beat it, dude.
Okay.
Look, he's like clenching his fucking... All
right, you didn't learn the patterns?
I do know the patterns, I believe. My problem is that I am a really bad rollout to fight anyone in this game.
Because your loadout, you mean?
The loadout.
Okay.
To be a wizard, and it was between wizard or cleric. I was really thinking cleric this time.
Right.
Because I'm normally the wizard because you can cheese people by hitting me with magic and running the fuck away.
Right, but they nerfed all that.
I absolutely nerfed it.
The first game, they allowed you to cheese with magic, and they're like, well, you're ruining the game, so now you actually have to fight them. You can't just throw shit from across the ring at them.
In my opinion, I've played it now for a while, though I haven't seen very much of the
game.
You're not playing it the right way.
What's a while?
I've been playing this for 3 hours. I still cannot...
Oh, okay.
I died to him 10 times before I beat him. You think it's not, like, easy? It's not supposed to be easy.
I don't... Oh, see, you take losses as motivation to say, I'm going to stick it to you, asshole.
And
I take that as, I don't want to play this anymore.
Okay, you're taking your ball and you're going home. I can see that.
I'm not saying that it's cheap.
No.
He has tells. You can coordinate them. And slowly, with my butter knife, I could chip away at this fucking guy and then his dragon form. Okay?
Okay.
Well, you know what's great? I hit him once, dragon form comes out, and he has the whole animation. Except that animation killed me. I was like, well, this is bullshit. You know what I also love is when I take my, my whiskey, and he hits me when I'm drinking my whiskey. Like, you're an asshole.
And get out of the way!
And then you waste it. I did get out of the way. He jumped across the whole damn
screen. Stand right next to him since you can't get hit when you're right next to him. I don't know how you haven't beaten him if it's that easy that you can cheese him by standing right next to him.
All I'm saying is the only way that I got through that game is to cheese people.
Are the controls different than you, like,
it's interesting you bring this up. The controls are the same. I hate the awkward layout of this game where you have light hits on the trigger and blocking on the buttons and then the triggers for heavy. So you hold the controller. You can't play the game. You know what I mean? You're holding the controllers like this and you're going like, I don't like this at all. This is not comfortable.
Yeah.
No, you would hold it like maybe like that. But you have to use your two fingers.
But you've got man-sized hands, bro. You can get them around there. It's not a big deal.
I got man-sized everything, all right?
Uh-huh. Except for a heart. Because you can't even beat the first level of Dark Souls.
I cannot. I'm not going to play this game anymore. I'm taking my ball.
That's fine.
And I'm going home.
That's okay. You keep giving me an opportunity to break your balls about being a pussy about these games. Why do you even play them?
Well, I have it.
That is true. Why did you decide to go in?
Because you got the game free with the system.
Well, yeah. I mean, is that really?
It was included.
Right, I know.
People like it, and I don't understand why. I really don't.
Mm.
Because,
okay, why did you like it so much? Because you do like,
I love the Dark Souls games. I wish they made 100 of them.
Okay. I want to like it. I cannot. This game repeatedly gets out of its way to say, fuck you.
Okay, so
it's making it harder than it is. It isn't that hard.
Use a butter knife
then. For almost every boss,
I'll butter knife you.
You strafe in one direction, and when he attacks, if you can't get out of the way, if his attack doesn't hit you mm-hmm. while you're strafing, or I'd say if it would hit you while you were strafing around them, then you would just roll while you were strafing. Attack, attack, roll, strafe, repeat. You're just either rolling away, attack, attack, then strafe or roll. That's all it is. It's a series of, you have to know when he's going to attack.
But you're talking about the boss. You're talking about the boss fight.
We'll talk about it because that's the harder part, I guess.
But I'm saying, what do you, is that what you like about the game?
No, I just,
what
I
do
like
you like about it that he's hating on it so much?
I see what he's saying. I like the challenge of, for me, when I get killed by the boss and it's time to go back. Like he says, I'm motivated by, I'm going to get you, motherfucker. Like,
okay.
This is revenge time.
It's rage.
Right. For Rory, it's just rage. He can't see like the, or he just isn't, motivated to kill the thing, and he's not going to feel a reward afterward. Like, run around the room, fuck you,
well, that, there you go. See, I was going to ask you that then. So let's say you go home tonight and you're like, fuck it, I'm putting it in one more time, and you beat the guy. Are you just like, great, I beat him, I don't fucking care, I ain't continuing with the game?
If by chance I turned it on and I beat him with my butter knife because I can't use anything else against him and I win, the first thought that will come in my head, it'll be like, can I fucking level up now, for Christ's sake?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Christ almighty.
As you're done that.
And then it'll be like, what the fuck else is next?
You go through those big double doors and you level up right after that.
I don't find it to be motivating to play these games. I didn't find the other ones to be motivating. I cheesed everybody by getting right next to them, and hopefully I would wear them out before they wore me out.
Mm.
But I was a different loadout. I was, for some of them.
Usually a tank, aren't you?
I usually pick tank, except in these games I pick wizard because I want to cheese you.
Yeah, well, there's three kinds of rolls, too. There's a fast roll, a medium roll, and a fat roll. You don't want a fat roll. If you have too much armor on, you just roll so slow, you'll never get away from anything. So, for me, it's to have the most amount of armor you can have on to pull off, like, the medium roll is the best tactic for me.
Maybe I'll try it.
This is a game that I do want to
You should try. Attempt. I have the first one at home.
Now,
360 if you want it.
What is... I said that weird. What is the... You said at one point that the third installment is probably the better one to start with, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's the easiest by far, and it's, I thought it was the most fair.
He's rubbing it in.
It is, I don't mean to rub it in. I'm just
rubbing it in.
I'm giving my honest assessment. I thought Bloodborne was easier.
I was
going to
say, so the Bloodborne series,
There's only one game in that now. And that's, but it's the Souls series. They call it the Soulsborne series because it's basically a Souls game. It's made by the same people.
And
just change the name of shit.
So is it about the same mechanics,
yes,
gameplay?
Yes, almost exactly. It's a little faster, but it's basically the same exact thing.
Okay.
There's no
Is that a good place to start?
Bloodborne?
You need a PS4.
I don't know. Yeah, well, you need a PS4.
Well, regardless of all
that. I think
that,
the third one's the best place to start. I don't know. If you want to give it a try, I think that's the best place to start.
Okay.
It's fair. It's not easy. None of the games are easy. They're not supposed to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sure is a test, but if you want to try it, I think it's the most... there's no lag in it. There's no screen stuttering. I mean, it's perfectly programmed.
Is it the most difficult game you've played on the 8th generation consoles?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rory? At this point, I mean, even though
you... I haven't played everything yet, but yeah, hands down. Like,
I mean, up until this point.
There are hard walls in that game where, like, I don't get
it. It's just the mindset. For instance, when I was telling you about that Neo and that boss that I fought, the second boss where I had to change my you're gonna not believe this, where I had to change my gear to even beat it.
Right.
60 times. I died to it 60 times. I fought 60. It for 3 hours a day for
That's
2 days.
Dedication, man.
Yes. Yeah. It's just it's a different mindset. Like, I just want this fucking thing dead. Like, everybody else can beat it. Why can't I? You know, it's one of those things. Like, all these people are playing this game and beating it, while Rory can't. No, but Rory doesn't count.
They have cream for that now, by the way.
They do have cream for that. They're going to beat it. So, no, anyway. Rory, I get it, dude. I understand it. You know, you're not like a pussy because you can't beat it. But it's funny to me that you are so dedicated to these retro games, which are so hard. Comparatively to Dark Souls. But you can't give Dark Souls the time of day. When these retro games are like,
you do
so much harder.
But you do cheat a lot.
Sure. No, but I grew up during too.
You did. You're right. And I mean, you completed Contra. Contra's a difficult game. But what, in the retro era, what's the most difficult game that you finished? Cheating aside, is it Contra?
The original Contra is pretty tough.
It is tough.
Bionic Commando is hard for the wrong reasons.
Oh,
for the controls.
Yeah, it's
and the floatiness of it.
A lot of them are right. Well, I guess that's the difference. Is a lot of them are hard because they're not fair.
Did you finish the original Mega Man without cheats?
I beat all six Mega Mans without cheats.
Okay, well then there you. I mean,
Dark Souls is way easier than the first Mega Man.
Yeah, the first Mega Man's ridiculous.
I don't know.
Is it really?
At least in Mega Man, you can, you know, shoot people.
Seriously?
For me, it is. I don't know. Maybe Mega Man 1 just pisses me off so bad that it can't keep my attention long enough. I don't just think it deserves my time. But for me, Mega Man 1, I could never sit through that. But Dark Souls, you know, they kick my ass all day. I keep coming back for more.
Don't play Dark Souls.
I don't recommend it to anyone who's heartless.
Yikes. So a lot of strafing.
Strafing and rolling, and then attacking.
When you guys were playing Skyrim, did you find at any point in Skyrim being difficult or no?
In the beginning, it had. I died a couple times to certain things.
Rory,
pardon me.
When you guys first started playing Skyrim, did you feel that it was hard at any point? Your cock?
I'm sorry. Jesus Christ. We're ruining Mike. He used to be like a patron saint.
Only in the very beginning, there were a couple of fights where you need to, like, take breathers.
You need to learn.
But I would say...
I mean, yeah, once you level up,
that game, I was unbeatable.
But, I mean...
It's a Bethesda game. You can level up above your enemy very quickly in those games.
Oh, yeah. I mean, by the time I got to Alduin,
doesn't get easy until three quarters.
No,
the Souls games don't get easy for me until like three quarters of the way through.
Like you said, the beginning of Skyrim, it was a lot harder than I thought. I mean, with a lot of 360 games that I was playing, it was a lot more difficult than I thought it was. And then you're right, you get to that certain level and there's no
Nothing
fear going into
do.
Yeah, yeah, like, all right, I'll go into that cave. Fuck it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
I can hit everybody in one hit.
Bears in one hit. Yeah.
Exactly.
But yeah, you'll never feel that way in Dark Souls because there's too many things that no matter how much health you have.
So you're never comfortable.
They'll kill you they'll kill you in two hits.
Okay.
No matter how much health you have, no matter, you know, how good your fucking armor is.
Things snowball in Dark Souls where you fuck up and then you can't recover. Like something, it just goes down. Like,
so then what's on the agenda for you next if you're not going to rock out Dark Souls?
I'm going to join the seminary.
Okay.
I'm going to repent.
I'm going to be playing a little XCOM 2.
Cool.
Okay.
That's next.
Gotcha. I heard that was awesome.
All right.
Let's get the Name That Tune. Genesis Games.
Theme titles, yeah.
Theme titles from Genesis video games. All right, Mike.
We all pick seconds. You know how Name That Tune works.
Yeah, we're all going to pick seconds. We bid, I guess. Yeah, is that what we do?
And then Eric loses.
And, right. So...
Yeah.
We all pick how many seconds we think it'll take us to guess the answer.
Exactly.
And then Mike plays some music, and then we guess it.
Exactly. Sure.
Let's give it a shot.
How many songs are there total?
We got 8 tracks. 8.
Okay, sounds good. Okay.
Right.
So, Eric, your first, your bid.
I will go with 2 seconds, Bob.
All right, Ryan.
All right, I'm going to go 3.
Rory.
I will do 4.
So, Eric is up first.
All right.
You ready, Mike?
2 seconds.
All right, give it to me, Mike.
What the fuck?
Shinobi 3?
Whoopsie daisy!
There you go.
Damn.
You got it wrong?
I got it wrong.
Got it wrong. Okay. All right.
So, Ryan, you're next with 3 seconds.
3 seconds.
Put your headphones up. Tell me when you're ready.
All right, I'm ready, Mike. Go ahead. That's Altered Beast.
Wow.
Damn.
Nice. Wow.
Rise from your grave.
Way to go, yeah. Ryan.
Seriously, I'm impressed.
Nice.
Ryan, you pick.
How many seconds?
I'll go 2.
I'll take 3.
I'll take 4.
Okay. Ryan, tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready. Is that Bloodlines, Castlevania?
Really?
Got it.
He is sleeping.
Fucker.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
There we go.
All right, so it's my pick. I will do, I guess I got to do 2 seconds. I got to get on the
board. Yeah, you got to get a leg up. Wow.
You got to go 2. Look at that. I'm up 2-0.
Fuck you. I'll go 3 seconds.
That's 2 rounds. All right, who's up? Rory?
What was your pick, Ryan? Yeah, I guess you're going 4 seconds, Ryan? You're not going 1?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we're going to go. Yeah,
third is 3. He's got to be 4.
So you said 2, right?
2.
Okay, here we go. That's not the
that
right
is
one.
That's Mega Man. The Wily Wars, I win.
Okay, here we go.
Is that Rhystar?
Whoopsie daisy.
No, did you get it wrong?
I got it wrong.
Yeah, you got it wrong.
Got it wrong. Right.
Fuck you, Bill.
All right, you're up.
Am I going to be able to hear it?
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right. Oh, I know what it is.
Can
God
you hear
damn it? I always get it after.
Oh, man.
I know what it is.
I'm going to go with Sonic the Hedgehog.
Whoopsie daisy.
No.
Fuck.
No.
No.
You're going to get this, Ryan.
Am I?
I believe you will.
We'll see what happens.
Ready?
I believe yeah. you will.
You
win.
Said it was 4 seconds?
Yeah. Oh, it's, Comic Zone.
It's Comic Zone.
Oh, wow.
Comic wow.
Damn.
What the? What guys, fire. you gotta.
How the hell am I doing it?
How many rounds are
there? Wow. 8. Ryan is on
this is
fire.
4 now.
Damn.
So Ryan has 3 for 3.
Holy shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
All right, Eric's pick.
Okay, I'm going to go with.
You really got to do 2.
I got to get on the board. No, I go with 3. 2 I can never get. If somebody gets it in 2, they deserve it.
All right, who has next choice?
You.
Go 3.
I did 3.
Can't be 3.
Oh, you?
I did 3.
He's 3.
I'm 3.
2.
Okay.
2, 4.
So, right. You're first.
No, Ryan's first. 2 seconds for Ryan.
Oh, you said 2? Okay.
Might as well let me hear it, though. It doesn't really matter if I hear it.
It really doesn't.
Well, why does it matter if you hear it? Why?
Because if you get it right...
Well, what if I don't get it right?
Well, then I go after you. I mean,
then if you hear it and you're after me, what do you mean?
Yeah, but I get to hear it anyway.
Wait, what?
Never mind. Never mind. It doesn't matter. Go ahead, Ryan.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
What in the hell?
You do get. I mean, the rules are you get 2
all right,
chances.
So
you
get another try. Yeah, do it again. I don't know. Battle axe.
Whoopsie daisy.
All right, Eric.
What does matter if I hear it?
I can't hear it.
Turn it up.
God damn it. Right. Go ahead, Michael. What?
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Do it again.
Should have waited longer.
What?
That's terrible. Is that Golden Axe?
What did I say?
Not Golden Axe.
Not Golden
I didn't say
Axe.
Golden Axe?
You said not Golden Axe specifically.
You didn't. You didn't say Golden Axe.
I didn't say not Golden Axe.
I know.
No, what did I say?
I don't remember.
What did
you say?
It wasn't Golden Axe, though.
He's not retarded. If you said Golden Axe, he would have heard Golden Axe.
Because I would have been surprised. I'm surprised that you got because this was one
so
of the hard ones.
Golden Axe.
That's like you said battle.
I said battle axe.
I said battle axe. Did I?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I believe you said battle.
Why did I say that?
So you knew what it was.
I knew
just
what
can't
it was.
Remember the name.
I said battle axe.
Damn it.
One
all
for
right. me. Rory has none. I all love right, when that happens.
I have nothing. I might have to pick one.
Ryan
second
picks
coming.
First Man. For number of seconds.
All right, I'll go.
We got a game here.
Yeah, right.
I'm gonna go 3.
I got lucky.
3.
The blind squirrel found a nut.
2. Yeah.
2.
I won't pick 1.
I guess you're not
going to. So 4 it is.
Yep.
4 it is.
Unless you want 1.
No, 1 is insane.
All right. Yo, you're getting two?
I got big balls. They're not that big.
2 seconds.
Here we go.
Rory.
You ready?
I'm ready. Fuck. Uh-oh. All right. One more time.
Not good.
Were you going to tell us about the one that you
want? Rocket Knight Adventures?
Whoopsie daisy.
Son of a bitch.
No, no.
What's
go.
That, Eric?
All right, I'm up for two.
You said there was one that we should get.
Yeah.
That we probably won't, and we're going to hate ourselves.
Yeah.
Did you play that one yet?
I'm not telling.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell us.
No, you'll know when it all happens. Right.
Okay, this is it, I bet.
You're next?
Yeah.
Oh, in 3 seconds.
Oh, that's a Hyperstone Heist.
Wow.
That's the one.
Jesus Christ, all that's right. The one we should have got? Okay.
Because it's got all this right. Like weird, like, bunch of sound effects.
Yeah.
So he only picked two, so all he heard was, like, noise.
That's all you heard first.
I have to get on the board. I got to get aggressive here.
Got
to
make a move.
They're both Konami games. I'm close.
Mm. All right.
All right.
I'm actually really surprised that...
Yeah, you thought we were going to totally
I really
bomb.
Did. I can't believe it.
Ryan's a fucking savant.
I don't think... There hasn't been a stumper yet.
No,
right?
He's a savant. He's got, a we've savant. Got everyone.
Who knew?
Who would have thought?
If I can make money,
I'll tell
just
you what.
Guess a Genesis
game. He's a Genesis fanboy. He probably has a soundtrack.
I need to get a point. 2 seconds.
2 seconds for Rory.
I'll go with three then.
All right.
Four.
Okay, you ready, Rory?
I'm ready. All right, one more time, please. Vector Man?
Whoopsie daisy!
Oh, goddamn.
Did you get it? You didn't get it?
No.
Ryan's like excited. I get a chance. It's like running the board in Jeopardy.
I love how you're looking up on Google most popular Genesis games.
Is that what you're doing? No, I would never do that. Are you kidding me?
I'm just setting your fantasy roster.
I would never do that.
All right, you're up.
Go ahead. Busted.
All right, here we go.
I didn't have a Genesis, man. This shit ain't fair.
I hear you.
Go ahead. One more time, please.
I have no points. I don't want to.
Is that Shinobi 3?
Whoopsie.
Get it.
No.
All right.
I love it.
I love how excited Ryan gets.
He's into it. It's like running the board on. Did I just say that?
Right.
Board
on,
we are in his fucking wheelhouse.
Alzheimer's.
We are in his wheelhouse.
Ready, Ryan? 4 seconds.
All right. I'm curious to know this answer.
He's like Rain Man. You're watching his brain work? Like Rain Man over there?
Yeah.
386. Yeah. 386 matches. Yeah.
Gotta watch Wapner.
Wapner.
Definitely Wapner.
Gotta go to the beach. Yeah. Gotta get hit by a kite. Yeah. Definitely a kite.
1 second, Ryan.
Performance kite. Definitely performance kite.
Oh, fuck. I know what it is. Oh, man. It's like right there.
Well, hurry up.
I don't know.
Whoopsie daisy!
Fantasy Star 4.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have got it.
Mm.
All right, well.
Okay, we got two more. Yeah,
two
Mas.
Okay, so who's next?
I did 2 seconds, okay. So I think it's Eric.
Oh, it's on me. Yeah. Well, give me two, I guess. All right. Fucking, you know.
Three.
One.
Wow.
One second. Let's just blow this fucking game.
Wow. All
right, you ready?
One second.
Ready?
I'm ready. Is that Sonic 1?
Did you get
it? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Sorry, it is.
You did get it.
It is.
Yeah. Wow,
I hit the wrong
one
button.
Tone. Wow. Right. On
put,
the board.
Put them on. Let them hear what I heard and got.
I got to hear this.
Okay. Right. Where is it?
7?
Wow.
Yeah.
Ryan would have got it.
Ryan
Ryan's like unimpressed.
Yeah. I was waiting for that one. I was like,
wow.
Should have been Wapner.
Wapner.
All right, so Ryan can't win, but we'll listen to the last one.
Ryan can't
lose.
Ryan can't lose.
Whatever.
What do you got?
You really Ryan, do guess, have guess brain damage.
2 seconds, Ryan. You're up for seconds.
Drunk first. Mike Man.
Drunk Mike Man.
Drunk Mike Man.
What's a new
4 seconds.
I'll be nice.
2.
Nobody's getting this one, by the way.
2.
So you might as well just go 1. Eric?
Yeah, who's going 1?
Rory
me?
I went 2.
Rory went 2. Might as well give me 1.
Here
why
we
not?
Go.
Ball seat.
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah. I can't hear it at all. That's Echo the Dolphin.
Did you get it?
Whoopsie daisy!
No!
No, he didn't get it.
I forgot about Echo the Dolphin. I should have put an Echo
I love
the
Dolphin.
Rory, you're wrong.
You were 3 seconds? Or 2?
Let's go with it. 3.
Okay.
I think it was 2.
That doesn't matter.
Let's go with
3 seconds.
Yeah, 3.
I'm never going to get this.
No.
All right, one more time.
Wow, it's way going on three. Forever. Fuck.
Wow. Cheaters. Is it Blaster Master 2?
Whoopsie daisy.
Are you sure?
Positive.
We got Rye.
What you got? I've never heard that in my life.
Yeah, I never heard it either.
Yeah, there's a good reason why you never heard that in your life.
Was it never released here?
No.
No, it wasn't. It or yes, it
no,
was.
It was released.
All right,
here.
Do it again.
Got me. I've never
yeah, I don't
heard
know.
It.
I don't know. Gauntlet? I don't know.
Whoopsie daisy!
Sword of Soda.
Oh, oh my God. That's right. I didn't even think what? It had music. I thought it was just birds chirping.
Yeah.
Shall we? By the way, if I'm not mistaken, that's like the same note.
It's the same. Oh, there was one.
Listen to this song.
I mean, a 5-year-old could write a better song than this. Oh, yeah. Clapping.
Remix.
That's all.
Right back to the beginning.
Hold on.
They dropped the bass.
Oh, this is epic now. I changed my whole mind. This is Floydian.
That's it.
Oh,
that's
my
it.
God. And repeat.
That's when the game was like,
are
wow.
You, are you pressing yeah. start or what?
Jesus.
We got
we don't have any more music. Can we hit start?
They didn't hire a composer.
Oh, my God.
We have four that's minutes awful. To write that's a song, awful. Guys. Oh, what shit. Can we do?
So, Ryan with 4, Rory with 1, Eric with 1.
Wow. Well,
you got one.
I got one. Total luck.
Way to go, Ryan.
Yeah. That's another win. I think I won 2 now, right?
I don't think so.
Let's yeah.
Not, let's not get
I won 2 games.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. What did you win?
I won something else.
I would have won Balderdash if it wasn't for you.
Fuck. No chance.
I know. I never win anything.
Yeah.
Terrible. At these
Balder
things.
Quiz.
Balder Quiz. Yeah. With 3 L's.
3 L's.
Right.
That's right. So everyone's clear.
Balder Quiz.
Uh-huh. All right, guys, let's get to the game review.
No, we're getting to Rory's emulation.
Oh, shit.
Damn
my
it.
My bad.
You are right over there, dude.
Let's get to the Rory's arcade emulation segment.
There we
segment.
Go. There we go.
That was the most half-assed. All right, so we're back at emulation corner. So we're going to talk this time about arcade, okay?
Now, will this be a full, concise...
This will be roughly...
Lecture, or were we halfway there on this?
This will be roughly about 8 to 12 hours. So,
well, I know you could talk about
I hope you have a long
hours.
Commute, listeners.
I'm just saying, are you going to be able to cover everything?
Never.
Never.
No, arcade is one of those things that is going to be a multi-part ongoing thing. So, this is going to be part one. Today, we're going to focus on just the ROMs.
Okay.
And ROM collecting and ROM cleaning and formatting.
You have to clean these things? They're not even discs.
You got to get the Windex out and you got to.
Jesus Christ.
You just got to rub your fingers that sometimes
have different fingerprints.
Whoa. If you're lucky, sometimes the same finger.
The same fingerprint.
Different
if
fingers.
You're a freak of nature, yes, the anomaly.
If somehow you
it's
know.
It's true.
If you know Genesis. So, arcade emulation, I love arcade emulation, okay?
What's not to love?
I mean, what's not to love?
It's pretty cool,
yeah.
Realistically, you really can't afford arcades. No. They take up too much fucking real estate.
Just a little.
So, like, emulation really is the way to go.
And there's some great games.
Some excellent games. I mean, think about all the games that you love from the Nintendo or the Master System or the Genesis. Many of them have origins in arcades, or they're ports of the arcade games.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's that whole pedigree, and, you know, not just the nostalgia. Some of them are actually just dying and falling off the face of the earth. And this is a different topic about preservation. But arcade emulation is a real bitch compared to, say, the consoles. Because arcade emulation is very, very picky to its detriment. It's honestly aggravating, okay? Why is that? Well, basically, when I say cleaning and, like, formatting... These emulators have specific, how do I say this? They have requirements, and they're looking for specifications, unlike, say, SNES 9X or Nestopia, where it doesn't really matter that this is a good dump, or this is a bad dump, or this is like a hack, or this is a translated IPS patch to a game. They don't really fucking care. You actually literally just load the ROM from your ROM directory, and you boot it up, okay? Mm-hmm. Arcade is not like that at all. Mm. Arcade is very structured, except that the structure is almost overkill. And the reason that it is because they keep making improvements over time, which is nice. But arcade, going back to systems, you have to understand that every arcade developer, okay, like Neo Geo, really SNK, or Capcom, or Taito, that we think of them as companies, but they're really platforms. So think of like an arcade being like Super Nintendo,
right,
and a different manufacturer being Genesis, and another one being TurboGrafx. Like, that's how you really have to think of arcade.
And there's a whole lot more of them than there are consoles.
Oh, there's tons.
Yeah,
there's absolutely.
Sure. They're all built customly, right? Or customly? I don't even know.
Customized.
You could just say custom. Yeah.
Yeah.
They,
custom.
They're all over the board. They're different manufacturers, different specifications. The emulators themselves are actually there's multiple variations for arcade, like Final Burn Alpha or MAME. Or Rain, or I think once like Zinc or something like
that. Zinc.
They're all
Kawax.
Quax, yeah.
Okay.
Kawax.
Kawax.
I am from Mapos.
Nebula.
Nebula. They're all over the board. They're all run by different people, and they all kind of do their own thing to its detriment. So what happens is you end up getting ROM sets that are emulator specific. But it's not just that simple. They're actually specific to the version of the emulator. So version 1 may use a different ROM set than version 2. It's not dramatic. It sometimes like 90% will be the same.
You got to replace all the ROMs.
But you have to replace, you have to keep up with them because every time that they update the emulator, they're fixing bugs, they're getting better dumps, and some of your games are going to drop off every time you upgrade.
So that's why you're always asking for our pies every like month.
It's part of it, like the update stuff. Arcade emulation is like an ongoing battle, unlike Super Nintendo or Nintendo or the Genesis, where it's basically done. Mm-hmm. And if they ever update the emulator, you don't have to update your ROMs.
Yeah.
I've never updated ROMs. Either they're good dumps or they're not. They'll play or they won't. Arcade is not like that. Arcade basically says, we're expecting these specs. And if you don't have them for each ROM, then you can't play. Well, it won't even show
up. And I'm sorry if you said this, but so why? Why is it okay that An SNES ROM is good to go, but then a ROM in MAME or arcade is not, and it's constantly being updated.
The goal for a lot of them is to get more and more accurate. Now, that's not, some of the emulator developers don't have that same philosophy. Like, MAME is all about accuracy to the detriment of performance. So if a game played like shit, buggy as hell, really bad performance, Metal Slug 2 is notorious for its poor performance. The Double Dragon games, Double Dragon 1 or 2, played like absolute dog shit in the arcade.
Okay.
They played terrible. MAME preserves that because that's what their goal is. Versus, say, Final Burn Alpha, where they actually use speed hacks, and they don't care about the performance being accurate. They want it to be playable.
Oh, so regardless of how it was in the arcade, if it was flawed in the arcade, they're trying to fix it?
They will fix it, speed it up. A lot of the ports for like newer consoles, for example, like the SNK Classics Collection, they'll fix like Metal Slug 2. So the version that's in that has much less slowdown because they've diagnosed why the slowdown existed. It had to do with, it's kind of complicated.
How do you feel? I mean, if you're a purist.
I'm not a purist. I'd prefer performance and usability to accuracy. Accuracy to me is nice to have, but not to the detriment of performance and usability.
Mm-hmm.
Arcade emulation, again, how do I explain this? So every time the emulators themselves can have different ROM sets, which is sucks. But even within the emulators, every time they update them, so MAME 1.49 to 1.51, could have 20% ROM loss because the new version now requires better dumps or more accurate versions of those games. And now you got to hunt down those fucking games. Those changes could be massive or they could be very small. There could be actually differences to the ROM names themselves or they might not be.
So you got to know what games to look for. You just don't redo all of them.
Well, every time, again, unlike the Nintendo and Super Nintendo and Genesis emulation, where you just pick from a directory, MAME actually has a set XML that says, these are the games that are working.
Yeah.
These ones work. And if you don't meet our specs,
for that game, it will not show up. Some of them have toggles that say, give me available games or show me games that are unavailable, i.e. they don't meet the specs, you don't have them. And then you're going to have to hunt down and look for that new variant of that game, a better dump, which still might not be an ideal dump. It still could be shit. So there's a lot of work with the you have to keep up with arcade emulation because they always keep updating it. I personally do not do that. I will not update. Like, I have the... My version of MAME, for example, is 189. No. I think that's the most current version. What do I have? 179, which is maybe about 10 versions old. I will not update it anymore.
Okay, and
I'm out of the game. I don't care. You're not getting that much accurate that I know the difference.
Okay.
It's not worth it to
so,
me.
And so the reason that that is because there's so many, as you said, there's so many companies, it's as if they have 50 different consoles. If they have Midway and Taito, then that's two different. It's as if you're having Genesis and Super Nintendo.
Sure.
Okay, so that's why there's so many different kinds of updates, and it's difficult to keep up with.
Yeah, well, there's no universal language for arcades. Every developer can make their own games on their own hardware and their own specs, and certain emulators can or can't play them. MAME can play just about everything. It's the most universal. But we're actually not going to get into the emulators themselves. We're just going to talk about the ROM collecting and all that stuff. So let's talk quickly about emulators, or really the ROMs and the emulators. When it comes to arcade emulation, there's a concept between the parent and I've heard them either called children or orphans or clones. Basically, there's the master game, the original dump of the game. It's called the parent. It's the most powerful one. You need that to play. You can't play an arcade game without the parent. Okay? And the parent usually is going to be not only the biggest file, but it's probably the one that you're most familiar with. Okay? So, like, an example of the parent for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the arcade game, would be tmnt.zip.
Okay?
Okay. And that is the parent. How do I know that's the parent? Well, just lots of practice. Usually the parents won't have any variations. Like, a Japanese variant of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 will be, or I just said Turtles 1 in my first example, would be TMNT and then 2P, which means two-player and maybe Japan, or two-player Europe, or two-player USA. Or it could be another variant, like Oceania. Like, there could be an infinite variations on that. The parents are usually they are the master file. You need that. And if you wanted to play a clone, for example, a two-player version of Turtles, which the parent is four players. Okay. So if you wanted to play a two-player version where you could pick what turtle you want to be, you're not always his first player. You're not always Leonardo. Second player is always, I think it's Michelangelo. I don't really know. You could play one of them, but in order to play that clone, that orphan, that child, that variation of the parent, you need both the clone and the parent, which is why on the Pi, if you're not familiar, you might see multiple versions of a game there because I have provided, at least at this table, I provided the minimum file so you could play the different variations, that orphan compared to the parent. Okay? Why is arcade like that? Because they're assholes and it's really complicated. Why? We're going to get into different ways that you can organize your stuff and clean it, but that's just the nature of the beast. Arcade emulation's a pain in the ass like that.
So the child thing, that would be the two-player one? Would be considered the child?
Would be the two-player one.
And you would have to have the parent in order to play the child one?
Correct. Okay. There are variations on that, but yes, you need the parent in order to play the children. Without the parent, you cannot play a child. I will tell you that you can't find the game.
The child is just a modification then, basically.
It is a modification of the parent. Yeah, it's weird. Okay. It's weird.
The orphan.
Okay, so
Your little sister.
Correct. So, some quick things about arcade ROMs. And you probably...
I kill them all.
So, a lot of emulators can play zip files. So, if you want to play Super Nintendo, you can leave your game zipped and it'll be smaller and compressed. Okay? You never, ever, ever unzip arcade ROMs. An arcade ROM always has to be a .zip. And some emulators can use .7zip, which is a different type of compression format. A 7-zip is a smaller file size than a zip. The current MAME uses 7-zip as well as zip. I believe FBA does the same thing. So my point is you never take them out of that file, okay? Out of that file format. You never open them up and put them in folders.
They won't work. In fact, they're programmed to look for .zip or .7zip file extensions. If you ever did open one up, it's fine. Just don't extract it.
Because
some of them could have, you know, a couple dozen files in there. Some might only have two or three.
Right. You're separating them that way.
You don't want to separate them. You want them all to be locked in together.
Gotcha.
Okay. Some of them have BIOS files. A BIOS file is interesting because, again, the concept doesn't necessarily exist in the consoles per se. It's usually included in the emulator. But there are a couple of examples, like Sega CD BIOS. You need to have that in, like, say, Fusion or on the Pi in the BIOS directory. But arcade, you would put the BIOS files in with your regular files. You wouldn't include them in the regular ROM. So, again, my example of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, that doesn't have any BIOS, but pretend it did have BIOS for Konami. You wouldn't put that folder or that zip file in another zip folder or extract the files and put that into the Turtles. You'd actually have it be in its own thing. Neo Geo is a great example of BIOS.
Mm-hmm.
Every Neo Geo game requires a BIOS file. It's called NeoGeo.zip. It literally, like, allows you to play the games.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have that in there, the games aren't going to boot up. It will just error. It will tell you can't play. So, in fact, the arcade emulators won't even be able to see it. So you just have to include the BIOS file in with the other ROMs. Like on the Pi, if you ever try to play NeoGeo.zip, it won't do anything because it's used to decrypt the other games.
Mm-hmm.
So you can play them. How do you know if a game has BIOS? Well, it will tell you. It will fail. All right, it will fail. And if a lot of them for the same manufacturer, like Neo Geo or Poly Game Master PGM, if you're missing that file, it ain't going to boot. It won't even show up.
It won't even do anything.
It won't do anything.
Okay.
Deco is a great example too. Like if you want to play Burger Time, the original one, you need the Deco BIOS from Data East. And there are other ones like Peter Pepper's Ice Cream Factory, another Peck Data
Peck
East
game. Pickle Pepper.
That's right. So you got to scan your ROMs too. Again, you have to tell MAME or Final Burn Alpha or the other arcade emulator, here are my ROMs, and then scan them, which can be another bitch too. Mm-hmm. Again, you're not just going to file open and then open the directory. You have to load them, and it has to check against that XML to make sure that they meet the specifications to even be played. You can't add your own games to many of these unless you know how to decompile the code and then make new code. So there are plenty of variations of MAME where people have taken the base MAME and they modified it to be like only Neo Geo or only Konami, or they added their own hacks to it. Okay, but that's very advanced. I don't know.
Yeah,
how to
I just
do
saw
it.
Like
right.
Nebula. You can do that. But it said you have to know programming.
Yeah, it's very difficult. I don't know how to do it. I mean, it has its. I guess it has its value, but you know,
why would you only want to play one system? Why not just have more?
Because you don't have enough, friends. I don't know, Ryan. Who the fuck knows why? The only thing I could think of is if you really wanted a game that hasn't been added to that version, like if they just found, like, again, Neo Geo is a great example.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 years ago or 4 years ago, they found prototypes for Treasure of the Caribbean and another game called Bang Bang Busters that were never really released, but they were made for the Neo Geo platform. And they just dumped them and put them on the internet. And you can play them now. And before, like, now it's added officially to all the emulators at this point. But back in the day, there would be custom versions for Neo Geo where those new games that were not known about were added.
Right.
And somebody released a Neo Geo version of MAME. Variant. I don't remember the name, but it was like Neo Geo MAME Dev or something like that. And you can play it. Okay, so how do you go through your ROMs for every system or every time they do the updates? Well, the most common one is you use a program called CLR MAME Pro, okay? And that uses a DAT file. Basically, it's a big cleaning device, okay? It's a program that you use, and it's very complicated to use. I shouldn't say it's very. It's pretty complicated to use. You're going to have to watch a couple of tutorials about it. You basically say to the emulator, or it's not an emulator, it's another external program, say, here's my old files. And I want you to look against this new DAT, which again is the XML, the specs for all of the games that are compatible with that, and look at my old games and see what works and what doesn't. Mm-hmm. And if you can get it and fix it, make it meet the specifications of this. This is where childs and parents or parents and clones come in, because the more clones you have, if something was to change, not everything's going to change, but if something was to change, if it has more to draw from, it can fix it. Now, CLR MAME Pro doesn't really know where everything is. So, like, it will fuck up. And it might even fuck your ROMs up. Like, it might get slap happy and start, like, doing shit. Like, being, like, taking the wood axe to it and trying to fix it.
What do you
and
do? Just drag these files over to this program?
You just need to point the directories that has passed.
Oh, okay.
So, Again, you need DATs, and the DATs file are free. You can get them on the internet. You can get specific ones like a
DATS
dot DAT DAT, and you can like get different variations. Basically, again, it's the menu for that version of the emulator. So Final Burn Alpha will have one for every version, or Main will have one, or Rain, or whatever. It knows the specifications, and you can get very unique. Like you could have parents only, or parents only no Neo Geo, or parents and clones for only a specific manufacturer. So it's whatever you want. That's why, like, sometimes you'll see, like, on our Pis, I have Neo Geo removed from the regular arcade section and put in its own because I don't want them sitting in the same directory as the non-Neo Geo games.
You're just a Neo Geo snob. You want them in your own.
I don't really...
Don't be touching my MAME.
I don't want Neo Geo associating with lesser games. So... There are other variations too. Like there's a program called ROM Center or Romulus.
Okay.
But they're not as good. I've heard that they're not only slower, that they're just less accurate.
Mm-hmm.
I sidestep a lot of this, and I'll wait for an update to the ROM sets that exist in the wild. So like Emu Paradise or something like that. Wait for them to update their ROMs, and then I'll just get the completed product rather than changing my stuff. To meet the new specifications. It isn't worth it. Again, I'm out of the main business. Like, I will wait for them to crack a Thomas. When they crack a Thomas wave, which is like Metal Slug 6 and King of the Fighters Neo Wave, I believe, and King of the Fighters 11, when they crack those games, I'll update. But I'm not doing it until they crack a Thomas wave. It ain't worth it. I think Marvel Capcom 2 is also, like, that might be Naomi. Okay, so the final thing to talk about arcade ROMs, I know this is kind of dry. Maybe you know it, maybe you don't know it. There's really three types of ROM sets, okay? There's non-merged, split sets, and merge sets.
What, oh, yeah, I know all about that.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck merge sets.
Yeah, yeah, that's all I have to say. They're the worst. They're the Dark Souls of ROM sets. It's interesting
you say that. Remember when I told you about parents and clones?
Okay? I do.
Non-merged means that every clone, if it exists, okay, will have every parent required thing in its own zip file.
Well, that's easy.
So you'll have every individual zip file of every variation of that game. Okay? So, again, go back to Turtles, the arcade game. You'll have Turtles two-player version, Turtles Japanese, Turtles Europe, Turtles Oceania, Turtles, and then you might have different variations where they fixed code or they took stuff out. Okay? Every one of those clones, which normally could not run on itself because it contains parts of the parent file that are required to run, will now run. So you could just double-click on two-player Japan, and it will boot right up and play.
So you,
you don't even need the parent, per se, because the parent has been ripped apart and added to every individual clone file.
So you want that.
It's a lot of the problem with that is that it's a lot of duplication. You don't need that. You're actually taking a file. Let's say your total ROM set is 20 gigs. If you have a non-merged set, okay, all the clones have all the required files in their individual zip folders, that 20 gigs could inflate to 25, 28. I mean, it depends on what the ROMs are.
Unnecessary.
It's a lot of unnecessary duplication. Okay. What we have on the Pis are split sets. Most people have split sets where the parent is its own folder. Okay, really a zip file. And then you could have the clones, assuming you have them, as their own individual one. And you can't run a clone unless you have the parent in the same directory. So Turtles is one file, and Turtles 2-player Japan is its other file next to it. And if you want to run the clone, just double-click on it because they're both in the same parent directory to run. It's good. Okay? That, again, is kind of a lot of... I like it because it's easier for, like, troubleshooting. Like, this game works, but this game doesn't work. Or this version is now outdated because they've changed the Japanese version, but the American version, the parent, is still fine. But split sets, again, there is some duplication. The last one is the merge sets, where literally there's one mega folder, or one mega zip file, and all of the clones and all of, and the one parent are in one giant zip file. And you could run that, okay? And you could pick which one you want to play, because everything that is contained in one folder. This is the most space efficient. So something that in a split set, again, could have been 20 gigs might now be like 18 gigs. It could be even smaller than that, okay? And it's very clean. Like if you went through the ROM directory in your like Windows Explorer, you'd only have one folder for each game, one zip file for every game. The issue is if an update happens and some of the clones don't work in the new version compared to what you had, you're not going to really know what the fucking problem is, because they're just if you, again, you open a zip file in an arcade game, they're just like ones and zeros and like 54_11, 54_12, 54_ like, you don't know what any of them are. No human being could know what that is. Only the Terminator or RoboCop would know. So it's again, it might be the most efficient, but for like troubleshooting and individual changes, I don't agree that it's the best way. Your real hardcore arcade enthusiasts will tell you that the merge set, the third one I talked about, is the ideal. I don't agree. I believe it's the split sets. We have parents and clones individual. Mm. That's what I like.
So on the third one, you would have to redo the whole thing.
You would have to use CLR Main Pro.
Okay.
Okay? And take your split sets and make them based on the specifications into merge sets.
Right.
You would, you could not do it without automation. Couldn't do it. It'd be your whole life. Seriously, it would take you forever. And you'd fuck it up because the specs are like, again, if you open up a zip file, it'd be like 54_11, 54_12. Yeah. Like, you'll never get it. You'll never fucking get it. Especially like, main 179 of a full ROM set. It's like a over 8,000 games.
Mm. Oh shit. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You'll never do it. You'll never get through it. So, I think that's a good time to stop about arcade ROMs themselves, and then we'll pick up with part two.
Well, that was part one,
This is part one. Part two, we're actually going to now talk about the actual arcade emulators themselves.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. So I hope you enjoyed this lesson. Yeah.
It all sounds so simple.
Yeah, very easy.
Arcade emulation is something that, like,
just it's hardcore, man.
It's a real bitch.
Yeah, it sounds like
sometimes that. when we talk about the emulation and you get into it, you're just like, what
is... It's like, I thought I understood. I know. It's like the new Madden games, right? Like we were talking about last episode. It's like, oh my God.
How long have you been, like, into emulation, following it, learning about it?
That's a good question. I'm going to go with at least 10 years.
Yeah. Wow, really?
At least 10. Mm. At least 10. Maybe closer to 15.
I know. Okay. Were you... One of the earliest forms, right, was emulating on the Dreamcast, right? Am I wrong about that?
Well, the Dreamcast was... it allowed itself to, because you could make your own images.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's definitely where I got, you know...
Where you got started, yeah.
Where I got started in it. But the Dreamcast is kind of crap compared to the
PC. Now it is, sure. Yeah.
Compared to the PC versions of those emulators.
Yeah.
Can't beat it.
I agree. Cool. All right, guys. Ready to do the Road Rash game review. That's the music.
I love it.
Makes me want to hit somebody with a club.
See, that's
with a glove?
Club.
With a glove.
A club.
That's Genesis twang.
That's total twang.
I love it. Listen to that guitar. Well, that's music for Road Rash.
Sure is.
Put out in 1991.
How do you feel about that music?
Sega Genesis.
Love it.
Of course you do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's classic to me.
Do you listen to it in
How often do you listen to that?
You mean how often do I turn it off and just listen to the motorcycles?
It's better to listen to the music than motorcycles. Believe me, the motorcycles get old.
You can shut the music off.
Do you go in your car and say,
I'm going to listen to Road
Rash.
I'm
going to listen to some
Genesis. I'm going to listen to Grass Valley.
I don't. This is a nostalgic game for me. It's one of my favorite games.
Think of another game before this.
Genesis.
That was combat racing, but not with like Mario Kart shells. I mean, literally, you punch a guy in another. I mean, cars kind of difficult.
But it wasn't
to roll down windows.
Well, yeah. The racing game was fun, though.
Even a game where you're breaking the law, even. There wasn't a whole lot of them, you know?
At the time, I'm really blanking here. Like, I think this is the beginning of that.
Yeah. Well, this game was originally planned to be a simulation, and they were going to have... like sponsoring from the American Motorcycle Association. Like, they were going to have the brand names Suzuki, Honda, Kawasaki, but it was going to be like a nice Sunday drive kind of a game. And they showed it at an event. I forget which one it was. And people were like, this sucks, you know, at some game show. They're like, this sucks. So the one guy's like, the one developer's like, well, why don't we turn it into like a game where you're racing each other and beating the shit out of each other? You know, why don't we kick and punch each other and hit each other with chains and shit? And
it worked out.
It worked out for them, for sure. So they couldn't, that's why you don't see the actual names of the bikes, because the American Motorcycle Association, it wasn't clean enough for them.
The pseudo names for the bikes, the Panda.
Yeah, they're close.
Shriken, Diablo.
Right. Yes, they're cool.
Yep.
I love them. I love the Panda. That's a great bike.
It is a great bike.
It handles so great.
Yeah, it's a well-rounded bike.
It's great.
The the game, well, for 91, I mean, the game, it was pretty decent for 91. I mean, if they didn't want to make it a racing game because they were like, eh, what the fuck was better on 16-bit at the time?
I believe it's the first game that included hills and terrain and elevation.
Yeah, that's
and
what I mean.
You would actually slow down going up a hill and speed up going down a hill.
Right.
And there's plenty of blind turns in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have no idea. How many times have you been fucked where you're fighting a guy and you're in the oncoming lane, and you go uphill, and you don't see it, and then pow,
blindsided. Yep.
Oh man, that game is intense.
There's, and they're not bad characters, but the other characters in the game all have their own personalities.
You're part of a club.
They have their own personalities. Yeah,
they're actually crossover. Rude Boy. Yeah. They have crossovers to other Sega franchises, like Shiva from Streets of Rage is the head biker on the first level.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the number one place guy that you have to overtake.
Yep.
And there are other ones too. Like, as you get farther in the game, like, I think Biff, level 5,
Natasha,
Helldog. The game is basically 5 tracks, and every level, they get progressively longer.
Right.
So you always do the first 5 miles, then they make it 8, then they make it 10, then they make it 12, then they make it 15. I think they're all around 15 for the 15, last ones.
Well, they're long races.
They're about 20 minutes each.
They're really fucking long, and that's a long time to be playing Road Rash.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
when you get later on in the game, you have to take fucking breaks.
I have beat Road Rash with save states, you know, over multiple days, because I can't do more than
one.
No,
it's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much. I still think the game holds up.
Yeah.
Consider the Genesis twangy music that repeats, and again the simplistic nature of it nowadays. I'm still down for booting it up and playing it and punching Biff in his head. What does that asshole think he is?
It's funny. If you punch a character one race, they remember that.
Yeah.
And really? The next race.
They'll talk shit to you.
And then, later talk shit to you.
And they'll be aggressive. Like, if you hit Biff, he'll come at you the next race. Like,
Natasha
remember that.
Actually, literally, like, she's like your love interest. And, like, you, like, kiss each other in between, like, the levels. Unless you punch her in the face.
Yeah.
And then she doesn't
Turns
like
Turns out
it.
She doesn't like being beaten.
Yeah. She goes, like, imagine I thought
that.
We were cool.
Can you believe that?
I thought we were cool.
She says
I sucked your dick.
Elliot wouldn't like her, I'll tell you that.
Why are you still here? Yeah. She actually says, like, in between levels, if you punch her, she goes, I thought we were friends. Like, it's like
it's pretty funny that way.
There's definitely like
depth to like a racing game.
Now,
like
I wish that they had more weapons and one that only had clubs.
Yeah, that's no chains.
And they took the golf swing sound from like a PGA game.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that is literally the stock sound. Like they didn't make a new club sound.
And then do you get money at the end of, cause I didn't get to play this, so do you get money
like
at the
$1,000
and then
first.
You can buy better bikes.
I think it's okay.
You want to
see that's a cool little perk.
Oh, absolutely.
But they allow you to have shitty bikes in a higher level. And then you'll realize after a while you can't fucking
can't win.
Okay. Like you can't just save your money and save your money and save your money and save your money.
You have to you can only skip one bike.
Right.
By the next level you need to be 2 bikes ahead because they are.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of another quirk in that game, I like how everybody in the gang or the club on every level decides we're all gonna wear red. And then they get a new bike and they go, we're all gonna wear blue. Yeah. And then they get another, we're all gonna wear green.
Yeah. Also, why is the cop only trying to arrest me? Everybody's speeding and kicking and punching each other, but somehow the cop only tries to arrest you.
I believe
it's
you
bullshit.
Cannot knock the cop off his bike in one.
Not in two, you cannot.
No, in one you can't.
Yeah, you can't do anything.
Two is a better game all around, I think.
What are the differences?
Oh, sure.
The different racetrack, the graphics were better, different race locations, which I thought were all better.
They added the chain.
Yeah, they added the chain and two
different bikes.
It's two players.
Two player split screen.
Yeah.
I mean, holy shit, that's a huge addition
for
the second one. That changed.
So
that
the first one's not two player?
No.
It's alternating.
No.
Alternating.
No.
Alternating. Which for a racing game sucks.
You'll watch
somebody else play.
Yeah, you know definitely.
I mean? Stupid.
No, the two player is like really condensed. It's not like Mario Kart where it's like half the screen. Like they condense it and have the menu on the side.
It's like a quarter.
It's kind of like, why did you do that?
Yeah.
You don't need this.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Better to have it than not have it.
No.
It kind of definitely slows down when you play it like that.
But it's unique in a way that when you crash or fall off your bike, you have to run back to your bike.
Yeah, it doesn't automatically.
There's a funny story about that. Remember when we were kids, Ryan, where you were playing or I was playing it?
I knocked you off your fucking bike. Fucking stomped
you
on
got, your bike.
You got knocked off the bike. You flew, you might have like hit a rock or something, okay? Flew in the air and you were rolling and you're running back and you come back to your bike, and there's a cow sitting on your bike.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't get back on it.
This is 100% a true story.
Yeah, no totally shit. Glitched
cow,
out. Yeah.
Cows walk across the road in that game and sit down. Or they just lay in the road.
Oh, fucking hell. Deers, I thought you were talking about real life.
Yeah.
No, not
a cow. Drinking whiskey tonight, huh? No, I mean, I knew, you know, you guys were up here when it was all farms and shit. I don't know. Cows are walking around.
Literally. Walked across the road and decided to sit on the pixel where his bike was.
Yeah, couldn't
and
get on.
He couldn't get the cow
to
fucking
move.
You
see the
move.
Cow, like...
Mmm. So, like, Ryan was running into the cow, walking back and forth, and the cow was, like, rapid fire going... It's hysterical.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think we had to quit. He had to reset it.
Yeah, I think we had to reset it.
He wouldn't move it.
There was no way around it.
That totally happened.
There's no way around it.
That is ridiculous. Like, you couldn't make that shit up.
No.
We were laughing our asses off.
I think in the first one, the cow's just laying the road, but the second one, the animals walk, like the deer and shit.
Yeah,
like the deer walk across walks. The road.
Yeah.
The music is one of those things where I like it, but if you're sitting down, you're going to play the game for a while and you're going to try to beat it or whatever.
Yeah.
You get tired of it.
So
you can turn the music off.
Yes. Which is
but
nice.
The bike sounds.
I think the bike is worth.
Oh, man, it's pretty bad. It's just so monotone.
So, it's like high pitched though.
And it doesn't.
Is that the same? Is the music the same throughout? They don't change it from stage to stage.
No, each level has their own music.
Oh, okay.
But it's only like maybe a 3 minute loop.
Not even.
Maybe
so
2 minutes.
I mean, I guess that gets brutal for a 20 minute.
Yeah, for 20
15,
fucking minutes.
20 minute. Yeah.
Well, a lot of that time you're going. I can only crash one more time.
Yeah, you're not even thinking about the music, really.
You know, it's funny. Some of the I mean, you really need, by the fifth level, you really need a very fast bike that handles like shit. Like, the best bike in the game, horsepower-wise, is the Diablo. But it handles so bad.
It's awful.
It's awful. Terrible.
Yeah.
Like, you want to stick with, like, the, I think it's the Shuriken or whatever it's called.
Shuriken.
You know what? Later in the game, are some of the turns less severe? Because when you're, they must adjust to the speed of the bike. You know what I'm saying?
I think the bike just handles better.
It might be that. I always wondered that.
Yeah,
it was the turns or the bike.
There are no right turns in the game. It's always straight. You're always going straight. But they might have variations.
Well, you bend in the road.
Yeah, they're bends in the road.
You know what I mean?
But it's not like, say, like the N64 one where you literally turn.
No,
there's no turns per se.
No. But the first two games, well, I mean, they're pretty similar when it comes to that. It's the third game. The third game changes a lot.
A lot of the sprite work.
That's that pixel shit.
Pixelated.
Yeah, and I thought the bikes handled like shit in that game.
I don't really ever play 3.
Yeah.
I don't like it compared to 1
and
2.
No, I kind of lost the magic a little bit.
You know, Road Rash itself has fallen off the map. It's something that, like, needs to come back.
Yes.
But I don't know if they can't get the rights to it or they don't think people would play it.
Probably that.
I don't know what it is because it's not a military shooter.
We did that show where we were going to... What game needs a sequel? Remember, Road Rash was mine, man.
Yeah, I would definitely play it if it was done right.
Yeah,
it absolutely needs a revival. Like it's time. Like they kind of beat it to death with like bad like 90s music.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like
it needs to have more to it than just the race is the thing. People don't. I mean, if you're gonna make it just the race, it needs to be more like a simulator. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, I need to add more of all the bike parts.
I believe
like
you suggested
Forza
maybe meth.
Mm-hmm. Forza. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Meth is your health. Absolutely. You smoke a meth pipe and then you get health back. And open world. You know, you can drive up to a race.
Right.
There'll be points on the map where you can go and race somebody, or you know,
do meth.
Well, you sell meth too, and then you get money to upgrade your bike.
Well, if they ever remade, I would want to kind of like cartoony a little bit.
Yeah.
Like not cartoony like a cartoon, but
you wouldn't want it like.
Yeah. I don't want it in that 16-bit style.
I don't know about 16-bit. I mean, if they.
It can mimic that, but have better
mimic it.
Specs.
Like I don't want it to look like GTA 5 because that kills the whole magic. Like, you know what I mean?
That's
then,
what I'm
then you're racing
saying.
Motorcycles,
right?
Yeah, right.
It has to have a certain look to it, but not so cartoony that it's like a Mario game.
Well,
in
real life, if you hit somebody with a fucking club while you're on the motorcycle, you both would fall over and die.
Right. Yeah.
So there has to be some sort of imagination.
I would have liked in the game if you could actually attack their bike. You can only attack them.
Right. You can kick their bike.
Well, you can kick the bike, but that's really only useful if there's oncoming traffic. Because
it only moves
them over briefly. Yeah. It doesn't actually like knock them over or make them do hard turns or even slow them down.
Right.
You can only really kick them into oncoming traffic or like cars that are like next to you.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really do that much. So I would have liked if you could like purposely like smack their vehicles to beat them because your vehicle has life.
Yeah, I get that.
You're much more likely to kill your bike
right,
than yourself in the game.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Your bike is not as durable as you are.
But I'll tell you what, man. Some of the characters in that game are aggressive as shit.
Of course,
like
they
Viper
are.
And stuff.
Viper is very,
and they
aggressive.
Gang the fuck up on you. It's me almost too. Like Mario Kart.
Oh yeah,
in a way.
It is.
Oh, it's all them.
Where
versus
they just
you.
Start catching up to you for no reason.
Yeah,
and oh, just
yeah.
beating the shit out
They're
of you.
They're absolutely all. Yeah.
They,
all them
and later in the
you.
Game, they get really aggressive.
I should have looked up the funnier one. Like some of them have funny ass names. Like I know Helldog because I just still remember the Mohawk.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of some of the other ones.
There's a woman too, like on the fourth
Natasha.
Level.
Natasha.
Oh no, not your friend.
It was like Helga or something.
Helga or something. I don't remember.
Something like that. Yeah, something like that. It, but
yeah, well, whatever.
You had it for 64, didn't you?
I did.
You did it for 64.
I did. We had the Road Rash 64, which is it's fun, but it's not like yeah. these. I mean, these are this is Road Rash.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
1 and 2 on the Genesis.
Yeah, they're like the only two I play.
Sega CD, 3DO apparently has a very good.
That's right.
Port,
yeah.
But you know, nobody has a 3DO.
No,
I don't. Know.
I have one.
Do
you really?
No, I don't.
No, I was going to say. No. That's a total fabrication.
So have you played Plumbers Wear Neckties? Or Don't Wear Neckties?
Don't Wear Neckties,
Plumbers
yeah.
Don't Wear Neckties.
I haven't, but I've definitely heard of that game.
Oh, my. Oh,
have
my.
You played it?
No.
Oh, okay. No.
But I watched it on the interwebs.
Everybody, everybody's
it
watched it on the
webs.
Fucking
hysterical.
I've read about it.
It's so bad.
And that's about it.
It's an insult to humanity.
Yeah. It looks...
That whole system is
hilarious.
Yeah, it, you're right about that.
So what's the verdict CBI. Here, gentlemen?
It's a classic, man.
This is one of the... Yeah,
oh, wait.
Yeah, I love this
are
game.
Are we changing the...
Yeah, didn't we have a new rule?
Are we changing right? the rules
no, we're just kind
for
of,
voting?
We're just kind of
like
rating
of
how we
right,
want
right.
to... No, we're just rating how we personally want to rate.
Okay.
We're doing away with the...
Okay.
Emulate.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I'll give it an 8.5 out of 10. I think it's a solid game. It isn't a perfect game, but... A lot of good times.
Yeah, I would go with that. Yeah,
8.5,
yeah.
8, yeah. 8.5, something like that. The music blows.
I could sit down like any time and play it. You know what
yeah.
I mean? It's fun
yeah.
to play.
It's a quickie. You know,
it's a quicker.
It's also
quicker.
One of those games.
It's a quicker.
That's oh, now it's not that type of show.
That's, oh,
whenever that's a new one.
It's a quicker.
Whenever I play this game,
it's a quicker.
It's getting late.
Too much whiskey, and I didn't even drink any.
I know. Start spinning that thing, man.
God damn, get it together.
That damn spinner.
Yeah,
I think catches my eye constantly.
You like that?
Yeah.
You're getting very.
What is that? A fidget spinner.
Yeah, it helps me keep attention.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have the ADD bad. Yeah. So I spin it around here, and I can concentrate
then you focus on the
everything.
Spinner.
Yeah, I can focus on all of you. This is taking my antsiness away.
But and now then, we're all focused on the spinner.
No,
so
I'll keep it on my crotch.
I don't know how good those things work.
On my ball bag, yeah.
Awesome.
Rory, how about
great.
You?
I think it's an 8. Road Rash yeah. 1, limited to 1, is an 8. 2 is a superior game.
Yeah, for sure.
2 is probably a 9.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I give 8 for the first one, 8.5 for the second one.
There's more levels than 2.
I believe they're all 5.
Yeah, but they're just better. They're more well detailed. They're more.
No, maybe I'm wrong.
I believe they all have 5.
Mm-mm, they all have 5, I think.
But it's a great game. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I love it. You can't go wrong. Play it. Play it again. It's very enjoyable.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, guys. Well, that about wraps it up. Emulate This. You can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, at Emulate This, and email us at emulatethis@outlook.com.
What's on the, what's next show?
Next show,
We doing Metroid?
Yeah, we're doing Metroid.
Top 5
finally,
SNES games?
We're getting
games?
To that, yeah.
We're going to redo this show?
Finally. Metroid.
Cool. All right, bye.
See ya.
Awkward.